Mama, welcome. Pull up a seat and join me in one of the most difficult conversations that we can possibly have. The loss of our children. United in this very uncomfortable motherhood as we come to understand what it means for our children to be swaddled in the stars when we want so badly for them to be in our arms. We're going to chat about grief, about joy, and about chasing rainbows, and I am honored to walk by your side.
Happy Sunday, Mama. Today is December 5th, the fifth day of our Christmas countdown this Advent season. Today starts a new week where the theme of the week in the Advent tradition is peace. Last week we talked about hope. We talked about the hope we have as mamas and the hope we can find within ourselves. We talked about the hope of the beautiful snowfall and the hope we find around the Christmas tree. This week, as we reflect on peace, I want to invite you, for those of you journaling or those of you just pondering, to consider what has brought you peace, not only within the last week, but around Christmas season throughout your life. While Christmas can be hard, especially if this experience is new for you, but it will feel different this year if you've recently lost your child. If it's been over a year, you've at least processed this season a little bit before. Doesn't make it easier, but it makes you aware of the season. What has brought you peace from the Christmas season in the past? And if you are struggling to find it again, what hope do you have of finding it? What are little ways that you can make that peace come alive within your heart this season and not get caught up in the chaos of the season or the grief within your heart? Peace is something that is so important to not only our mental health and our spiritualities, but also to better serve and love those around us. We need peace to be the best mamas we can be, whether that's to living children and or to our little saints in heaven. Why would peace matter to our little saints in heaven? Well, I think the reality is that we are mamas, and our babies know that we are mamas, and our babies ought to be proud of us. And I think it would hurt their feelings to know that we suffer so greatly over the loss of them. In my faith, just knowing and trusting that my child is in heaven and with the Lord, and that there's no better place, even though I'd rather have them in my arms, within that reality, I can find peace. And I know that's not everyone's reality, so it's so important to figure out, how do we find that peace? How do we find that moment of grace to allow ourselves to accept the season? We talked about putting our babies in our Christmas cards, acknowledging their existence. We talked about hanging an ornament on the tree. Today, within the silence of your heart, think of those moments where it's not even just about explaining your child or bringing them into conversation, which that, of course, is important, and we'll definitely talk about that more within other themes. But today, just spend some time with you and your child. In the silence of your heart, find peace in knowing that this can still be a beautiful Christmas for both you and them, if only you have the peace to get through it. Today's code word, of course, then, is peace. I'm so grateful for those of you who have been messaging me. I will be picking the first 5 winners tomorrow, and then we will continue our Christmas countdown giveaway. For those of you on Patreon, there is going to be a part 2 of this episode. If you're not on Patreon, you can follow the link below to get more information. The lowest tier will give you access to bonus podcast episodes, and I hope you'll join us over there. Thank you, and I look forward to walking with you and praying with you again tomorrow.